Good morning, friends. Welcome. It's time to get you in the zone with Bartow Sports Zone. I'm your host, Charles Wilson. I'll be joined today by members of the Bartow Sports Zone bench warmers. We have Alan Sanders back in the WBHF studios. Jackson Hyde is on the Zoom connection along with me. And today is our final show of the 2023-24 school year and the final radio show of season 9 for Bartow Sports Zone. Don't worry, we'll still do some local sports updates with the Bartow Sports Zone podcast, so you'll need to make sure you get out there and subscribe. Today, as has been our regular tradition, we'll bring in three of our local high school football coaches to talk about their off-season programs, plans, and schedules leading into the spring and summer. We'll visit with Andy Scott, the new head coach at Woodland, Connor Foster of the Cartersville Purple Hurricanes, and Steve Gates of the Cass Colonels. We're glad you've joined us, and we invite you to stick around for the next couple of hours for what should be a great program. We're brought to you by Elite Stone Supply, Derek Strange of Edward Jones Investments, St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point, and Three Away Campers. Well, let's jump right in to the action and welcome in, for the first time on Bartow Sports Zone, the new head football coach of the Woodland Wildcats, Coach Andy Scott. Good morning, Coach.
Morning. Can you guys hear me?
Absolutely. We've got you loud and clear on the Zoom connection, and very glad to have you give up some of your time for us this morning to join us here. Welcome to the Zone and Bartow Sports Zone, and welcome to Cartersville in Bartow County.
I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here. Excited. I've had a first good 5 weeks on campus. So it's been a whirlwind trying to get things going, but excited to be a part of it.
And this segment today will probably feel like a whirlwind too. We always run out of time when we speak with our football coaches. So bear with us. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, just a little bit about family, personal background, maybe a little bit about playing days and some previous coaching stops along the way.
Yes, sir. I'm originally from Tennessee. Went to a high school in Warren County in McMinnville. My high school coach, Ray Barnes, played at Memphis. So I was lucky enough to be able to go to Memphis straight out of high school. Realized very quickly I wasn't a very good player. So I transferred to Middle Tennessee and was very fortunate to play for Hall of Fame coach Boots Donnelly. I wouldn't be sitting where I am today if I didn't transfer to Middle Tennessee, the connections that I've made. After I finished playing, I became a graduate assistant there. Rob Ridings got the Troup County job. He's probably one of the best coaches I've ever worked for, having won state championships at LaGrange, Griffin, Thompson, just won, I think, his third as the defensive coordinator over at Prince Avenue. Brought me down to Georgia in 96 and never went back. So I've been a little bit of everywhere in the state. What brought me to this area in 2012, I was the defensive coordinator at Lee County, and then moved up here to take over at Kennesaw Mountain. Was at Kennesaw Mountain for 6 years, spent 3 years at Hiram. The last three I've been up at Lafayette. So I've been at Perry, Coffee, Troop, Walnut Grove, Lee County. So I've kind of bounced around a little bit, but we've lived in this area since 2012. So this, you know, Woodland's 15 minutes from my house. So this is an extreme blessing for me.
Nice. So a little bit about your family. We know as coaches, we can't get it done without our family.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I'm very fortunate now. When I finished playing, I got married immediately out of high school or in college in 1993 to my wife, Claudia. She only knows one life, and that's as a coach. We were married as I was a GA, lived in married housing. She was kind of brought up how to do things as a coach's wife. Got a son, 25, who's now in the coaching world. He's currently at Osborne, but he's headed to Paulding County. You know, I've been very fortunate. Been coaching for 30, been married for 30, and got a 25-year-old son. So,
well, we're glad to have you here in Bartow County. Tell us what intrigued you about the Woodland job and what excites you about the position?
Well, the biggest excitement, to be honest with you, is I've seen it from afar. When I was at Kennesaw Mountain, I had some contacts that I knew up here. I knew some former coaches. Probably the thing that drew me to the program is just everyone around us is successful. I kind of talked to the kids about that yesterday, and that's kind of been my selling point as I started the process on this job. As you look, every school that borders us, whether it be Rock March, Cartersville, Cass, Adairsville, North Paulding, North Cobb, everybody's in the playoffs. Everybody's successful but one team, and that's us. And it's not for anything in lack of resources. I think Dr. Page has made a tremendous commitment to the Bartow County school system to make sure that athletics is important. We have a state-of-the-art weight room, an amazing football facility, a field house. You know, I told the kids yesterday, I think it's a Ben Franklin quote, is facts do not cease to be because they're ignored. The fact is we haven't been successful. But also the fact is we have good enough players to be successful. I just think it's a mindset change and something that we have to do. You know, I've been extremely impressed with the work ethic of our kids. You know, Charlie Higdon, who's our strength and conditioning coach, does an amazing job. My very first couple of days, I just kind of went to the weight room, watched, learned, tried to get to know the kids. And then, of course, over the last 5 weeks, we've kind of added a few things, started some speed training after school twice a week. But I couldn't be more pleased and more proud of the kids. Obviously, I watched a ton of film on them as well. But I'm excited about this group, and I think we have a chance to be pretty good.
Coach, we've got about a minute before we have to take this first commercial break. But tell us a little bit about the current numbers as you continue your off-season prep.
Yes, sir. I think, you know, as far as the amount of kids we have, we kind of came in, I think there were around 60. You know, if we started practice today, hopefully we'll be around 80, 9 through 12. So, you know, constantly trying to do my best to recruit the hallways here. I've been very fortunate to go and visit with Red Top Middle and Woodland Middle a few times to be able to get to know our kids. I think it's important that we do a really, really good job of keeping the people that are in our feeder pattern. And it's not, everybody understands it's not just us, it's everywhere across the state. I think you have to put a good product on the field, but most important, you have to develop relationships with the kids within your own program.
We're visiting with Coach Andy Scott, the new head football coach of the Woodland Wildcats. We'll take this time out here on Bartow's Sports Zone. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about the plans for the rest of the spring, the summer, and next fall. Keep your property in top-notch shape this season with a new Husqvarna mower from Elite Stone Supply. With all your residential and commercial mower needs, Elite has zero-turn and riding models in all price levels. Check out the robotic mowers, too. Come explore all the Husqvarna mower options at Elite Stone Supply. Across from Racetrack at 9 Baker Road, just north of Cartersville on US 41, call 770-387-3007 on Facebook and online at EliteStoneSupply.net. To win in sports, you need to adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you create a game plan for your financial goals. He'll help you look at the big picture and help you plan for your future. Call Derek at 770-386-4545 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Georgia at highschoolofficials.com.
Hey folks, this is Sean from St. Angelo's Pizza next to Lake Point Sports. Nothing goes better with bracketology and March basketball than a hot pizza, delicious wings, and our award-winning knots. Check out our tournament winner and pizza of the month, the Pesto St. Angelo, for only $9.99. And for you wing lovers, you know wings aren't just for football anymore. They're the foundation of any good basketball party, and we have our own Sweet 16 flavors to choose from. So come watch with us on Old Alatoona Road or order online at stangelos.com. That's stangelos.com.
We'll be right back.
Good morning, friends, and welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone. Charles Wilson here, along with Jackson Hyde on the Zoom connection. Alan Sanders back in the WBHF studios and also on the Zoom connection this morning. We have the new head coach of the Woodland Wildcats, Andy Scott, on the line with us. And Jackson, I'll swing it over to you for the first question in this segment.
Coach Scott, you say you're 5 weeks in at Woodland at this point. What are some of the things that you feel like you need to accomplish first? In other words, I need to get X done first so we can get to Y and Z and that type of thing. Do you have certain priorities that you've met or that you've got set for the summer?
Oh, I won't necessarily say they're met, but the biggest expectation is really to increase the commitment and the investment process with the kids. I think, you know, one of the things that's really impressed me is they've already got it set up where the majority of our varsity players are in a specific period. You know, I talked to the kids day one about expectations of showing up every day, working hard in the weight room. We've already started grade check. We do that every Wednesday. I walk around the weight room with a laptop, you know, look up their grades. You know, we've improved those. When we get back from spring break, you know, we're going to start punishing for bad grades. You know, I think, you know, you try to sell kids, and I'm a firm believer in this as a person. You can't compartmentalize your life. You can't just be good at your job and really be a bad husband and a bad parent. And then you can't be a great husband and a great parent and not be very good at your job. I think everything plays in to it. So we really put a big precedent on the work in the weight room. And I've been really impressed with the kids, their hard work there. You know, we've got to do a little bit better job on our grades. You know, we don't have any character issues that I've, you know, any red flags that I've seen, but we don't, you know, don't ever expect kids to be in ISS. I think character matters. And I think, you know, we've had great participation in our speed program. When we start spring practice April 29th, we're just going to carry that investment to what we do at the practice. And I'm a firm believer, kind of the old Muhammad Ali, you don't win under the lights. You win away from the ring. You win with what you do in the weight room, what you do in the classroom, what you do in practice. And then all of a sudden on Friday nights, you get to display all of the work that you've done. You just don't show up. And I think sometimes kids think they'll just show up. And, you know, if they say it, they believe it. And just because you say it doesn't mean it's true. You know, I had a kid yesterday say, well, I don't want to play this position. I feel like I'm a better, you know, whatever. And I'm like, well, we'll have to see. You know, just because you think it and just because you say it doesn't make it true. You have to put, you know, your actions behind your words. And that's something that we're really trying to sell. And I tell you, I've been real pleased. We've got a really good group of upcoming seniors that have worked extremely hard. And, you know, I'm happy to see their work and hopefully, you know, can't wait to get them on the grass on the 29th.
Well, Coach, you've touched on it just a little bit, but just kind of give us a scan through the remainder of the offseason and summer schedule, your spring practice. Will you have a spring game, some 7-on-7 competitions in the summer camps, lineman camps, that kind of thing?
Yes, sir. We'll start spring practice April 29th. We'll go for 2 weeks solid. I kind of like to go, you know, an every day, kind of like a season. I know a lot of people do the breakup days. I kind of like going consecutively. We're going to play a spring game at North Cobb Christian May the 10th. And, you know, looking forward to it. I know North Cobb Christian's had some great success. We've OTA'd with them the last couple of years. So I think their coaching staff does an outstanding job. You know, one of the things that for us, I'm not a big 7-on-7 person. No, we'll have some in the summer, but we've got two team camps set up. I always like to do one in June and then one in July. So we'll go to two team camps. I think football's played, you know, at the line of scrimmage back. I think if you're not very good on the line of scrimmage, so, you know, I think covering the pass is obviously important. I think we're going to be blessed to have some people to be able to throw it around and try to cover folks, but we're going to have to get better on the offense and defensive line to be successful. So that's going to be our big focus. We'll start our summer conditioning that first week of June. We go 4 days a week. I do that primarily for time under the bar, time in the weight room. So we'll kind of lift for an hour. We'll go out and practice, do football type stuff for an hour and a half, and then let them go. You know, I'm a firm believer in kids playing multiple sports. So we've already got the, you know, the wrestling calendar, the, you know, basketball, baseball calendars. We're trying to work with every sport during the month of June. When we get back by, it's 100% football. So we're that's kind of our focus. When we get back in July, it's 100 miles an hour getting ready for the season.
Coach, let's jump over and look a little bit at your fall schedule. Your preseason scrimmage will be a home matchup with South Cobb, I believe, on August the 9th. That's a class 6A program that they've struggled a little bit the last couple of years. How did that matchup come about? What relationship is there?
Well, you know, the biggest relationship is it was set before I got here. So,
okay.
So I really one there, but I do know that, you know, John Howard, our athletic director, and Dave Stevenson, our principal, they both have great connections in Cobb County. I think South Cobb is a program that, you know, has had some success, but hadn't had a lot lately. They were very fortunate to hire, I think, Coach Washington last week. You know, he's a former Georgia Bulldog. I know he'll come in there and do a great job. So we're looking forward to it. I know, you know, we've got to turn the corner. They've got to turn the corner. So it'll be a pivotal kickoff for both programs going in. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. It's the first opportunity to play in front of our home crowd, even though it's a scrimmage. You know, that'll be a big deal for us.
I guess, Coach, in a rebuilding situation, there's the balancing of that fine line between finding competitive matchups and then putting your kids in difficult, challenging situations.
I'll tell you this. Now, you say that. I've been all over the state. South Georgia, you know, everybody talks about the SEC of high school football, and then you think, okay, well, that's the best it'll ever be. Moved to Middle Georgia, and we're playing Peach County, Wilcox County, Northside Warner Robins, Northside, or Warner Robins. You know, Westside Macon, Cairo, and then all of a sudden, that's really good. Well, we just moved to North Georgia, and then I'm playing North Cobb, Marietta, McEachern. I mean, then I go up to North Georgia, and then we're playing, you know, the Daresvilles and the Ringos and the Trines. I don't care where you go in the state, what region you're in, what classification in, the majority of the state has really, really good football. So you can never hide. You're going to have to put a good product on the field. You're going to have to be successful. I think to your point, yes, you do want to play people that are, you know, near you, but you're never going to be able to hide in this state. I promise you.
Coach Andy Scott, the head football coach of the Woodland Wildcats. Coach, you got about 30 seconds left. Is there something, a message that you'd like to get out there to your supporters or something that you would like to share?
Probably the biggest thing is that I just want to highlight a few of our seniors that I've been really impressed with. And I know I don't have much time, but I can tell you right now, you know, kids like Isaiah Livesey, Cam Williams, Josh McBroom, Kevi Porter, JD Trail, Xavier Darby, Trevor Groves, Josue Escobar, Caleb Dupree, Nehemiah Cologne. Got some young kids, Bryson Lowe and Manuel Pavon. I tell you, I've been really impressed with our kids. Can't wait to see him get on the turf.
He's Coach Andy Scott, the new head coach of the Woodland Wildcats. Coach, we're very glad to have you in the community, and we wish you all the luck in the world as you get ready for the 24 campaign.
I really appreciate you guys having me on, man. I look forward to doing this once we get into the season.
Coach Andy Scott, we'll take a break and be back with more of BSC.
Hey folks, this is Sean from St. Angelo's Pizza next to Lake Point Sports. Nothing goes better with bracketology and March basketball than a hot pizza, delicious wings, and our award-winning knots. Check out our tournament winner and pizza of the month, the Pesto St. Angelo, for only $9.99. And for you wing lovers, you know wings aren't just for football anymore. They're the foundation of any good basketball party, and we have our own Sweet 16 flavors to choose from. So come watch with us on Old Alatoona Road or order online at stangelos.com. That's stangelos.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone. Glad to have you with us on this good Friday. Hope yours is going well. And we want to thank Coach Andy Scott for joining us in that opening half hour, new head football coach of the Woodland Wildcats. And at this point, we want to bring in our next high school football coach of the morning. the head coach of the Cartersville Purple Hurricanes, Coach Connor Foster. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, man. Thank you guys for having me.
Yes, sir. Thank you for being here. Welcome back to the Zone and Bartow Sports Zone on WBHF, as has been our tradition with the final show of BSC for the 23-24 school year. We try to bring in the football coaches and find out a little bit about what's been going on in the off season. But before we get started with you this morning, let's give you an opportunity to talk about this past season senior class, the accomplishments they had as individuals, as a group, and any updates on where some of them have landed as we're headed into a new season of kids.
I mean, I can't say enough about this senior group, back-to-back semifinal appearances and, region champions this year in an incredibly tough region, and just a gritty group of kids found ways to win tight ball games. And it wasn't always pretty, but, I think that it's a team that learned a lot about their perseverance, about their character. It's a group that has done an amazing job of leaving an impact in our program. You know, a legacy is so much more than just a name. You know, it's about the impact that they made on everybody in our program. And I don't know if anybody saw, but we posted a video on Twitter the other day of, or X or whatever it is now, of Richard Houston coming back and still participating in mat drills and still pushing guys and leading guys. And that's what our program is built on. You know, we've got some guys that, you know, obviously some big names with Malachi Tolliver, who's already at Georgia and having a great spring practice, Christian Lando's going to Jacksonville State, but it's a bunch of culture program guys like Richard Houston that really drive us forward. And I just really appreciate that entire group.
That's fantastic, Coach. Kind of a whirlwind as we try to touch on a lot of different subjects this morning. Coaching staff changes, any changes in roles, any additions, any current vacancies that you have?
No, we've had tremendous continuity. I think this is year three of, the same coaching staff. Well, we added Bryce Wilkins last year, so we haven't lost anybody. We've grown. We're excited. We think we're going to have the opportunity to add two more to the staff. We're not there yet, so stay tuned. But we're excited. We don't anticipate losing anybody, but we've had tremendous continuity, and I think that's made a big difference. And we've grown our middle school staff from four coaches just a few years ago that now we've been consistently between 9 and 12 the last 3 years. And not only are these guys great with X's and O's, more importantly, they're great with developing our culture and pouring into our young people, mentoring them, loving them, growing them as young men.
Coach, I know you go right back to work at the end of each season when the playoffs are finished, but in this current stretch of time, this December through the end of classes in May, what are some of the major priorities for the program and activities that involve your players?
The weight room. That's where this thing's built for us, in the weight room. I'm in there with them every day, Coach Chapman, Coach Gochi, our strength and conditioning coordinator. I mean, we're pouring into them from a nutrition standpoint, but not only are we lifting weights, we're feeding them, we're spending that time together, we're diving into who we are from a culture standpoint, going back into why we do things the way that we do. And we've got Dr. Russell Andrews, who comes in and does mobility training with our guys. So that's where it starts for us now. In the weight room. And then from there, we're really pouring into looking at our character education and leadership development. And then, like I said, looking at adding two additional coaches with the intention to really make sure we're developing our rising ninth graders as well, longer as our varsity and JV guys. And so it's really going back and really looking at our why and everything that we're doing and trying to pour into, how can we be better at developing our players to meet our mission. We want our players to be as successful as they can be in every endeavor once they leave our program. And so that's really kind of what we're pouring into this time of year.
Coach Foster, I guess the old coach in me talking to the young coach yourself, we kind of focus in on some of the same things. Leadership development, it's always such a critical element during the off season months. And you mentioned that. What kinds of off-season opportunities are there for players to take on that role with some of the and maybe who are some of the emerging leaders with the 24 team?
Yeah, we're getting there. I mean, Matt Drills is a big part of that. You know, we've got them divided up into team and teams. And you can see some of those seniors, Jamari Bryce stepping up there, really, really doing a good job for us and encouraging his teammates there. And, you know, Langston Hogg being a younger guy, but kind of leading that offensive group. And Logan Shrewsbury, and, you know, there's so many guys that have played a lot of ball for us that are stepping up and leading. And you see some young guys emerging and being more vocal. Cole Crawford, you know, I can go on and on down the line. Baylen Long stepping up there, running back. Jacaden Leonard had a good Matt Drills for us. Jordan Woods growing as a leader. But, you know, for us, we're looking at, you know, a new fuel program, Fuel the Storm, where we're really trying to develop leadership by grade level. We've always had a leadership council, and so we're going to take a little different approach to start developing it as young as possible with our guys.
Well, it's an exciting time as you get ready for the 2024 season. And I know just listening to you talk about the growth of some of those individuals, you kind of swell up a little bit as a coach because you get to see the transition of that meek and mild kid that kind of barely got in there and got involved and now is trying to take on those leadership roles with your team. We're visiting with Coach Connor Foster of the Cartersville Purple Hurricanes. Alan, we're going to jump in here and take our break just a few seconds early and give us a little more time on the backside. We'll be right back with Coach Connor Foster.
Whether you love them or can't stand them, surprises are part of life. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you get ready for whatever life throws your way. He'll work with you to meet your changing needs and to help you end up where you want to be. And while there's never a good time to experience unexpected costs, Derek can help make them feel a little less unexpected. For an appointment, call Derek Strange at 770-386-4545, Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the GHSA, are the 195,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Georgia. And so, we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone on a good Friday. Charles Wilson here along with Jackson Hyde on the Zoom connection. We have Coach Connor Foster on the line and Alan Sanders running our show back in the WBHF studios. Coach Foster, I know you touched on a few, but who are a couple or three players that we may not have seen or heard too much from at the varsity level to date, but you see as being impactful in 2024 for the Purple Hurricanes?
Yeah, one of the names I said earlier, you know, J.J. Eccles is the guy that we're really, really hope can push through and have a big year for us. So we're excited about him. And, you know, there's always, I mean, that's the thing that I love. One of the many things I love about our program, you know, you see guys that step up every year. Brady Marchese, we think is going to have a big jump for us this next year. Kelson Mitchell, excuse me, there at linebacker. And, you know, you see those guys that get some playing time early and just it serves them well down the road. You know, they're ready to play when the time's appropriate and they've got that experience under them. So we're excited. All those guys have kind of gotten their feet wet a little bit at the varsity level and we're excited to see them kind of take that leadership role. Reed Ezell has been incredible, had an amazing offseason. And had some big moments last year. We look for him to really build on that this year as well.
Jackson, jump in here.
Coach, I know spring practice is coming up, and one thing that you've traditionally done since the GHSA allowed was you choose not to play a spring game. I know you do an inter-squad game. What are your thoughts on that? Have you ever considered doing a spring game?
We try to always weigh all of our options and try to figure out the best plan going forward. And I think we pride ourselves on pursuing excellence and not being stuck in kind of doing the same things we've always done. But, you know, as far as the spring scrimmage goes, I'm just not sure that the reward is there for us. We really want to focus in on what we do and who we are and building that. And I feel like if you've got an opponent waiting for you at the end of 10 practices, you're going to have to spend time game planning. You're going to have to spend time trying to create lineups and those kind of things that I just feel like, for us are not, I mean, we just don't get a big enough return for that investment. We'd rather continue to invest in all of our players throughout the entirety of spring and develop in our system. And we feel like we get great competitiveness in practice. And we feel like for us right now, that's still appropriate for us to continue to improve.
Coach, I know that it's weight room centered right now, but kind of take us through an outline of the remainder of your workouts and schedules while school is still in session, and then extend that, if you will, into an outline of the summer months and kind of how you will be conducting things right up until preseason practice can begin.
Well, it was so playing late. We're very blessed to have had a long run. You got to give some recovery time over the break. And during January, it's just lifting, strictly lifting, and trying to recover and trying to pour the nutrition in them and get the weight back on them. Once we get into February, we start back with 4-on-1s and position meetings and individual meetings with seniors and juniors and trying to set goals for the off season and trying to develop roles. And so a lot of meetings, and then a lot of 4-on-1s there in February as well. And then in March, we do mat drills. 3 days a week leading up to spring break, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 6:30 in the morning. And then in the afternoons, again, just a lot of position work. I saw the offensive line in here getting after it this morning. There's constant player development in our program. And then once we get into April, it'll be install meetings, offensive install meetings 2 days a week, defensive install meetings 2 days a week, as well as walkthroughs leading up to spring practice. And then, they'll get a week off there towards the end of after spring practice. Then we'll roll straight into summer. And for the summer, we lift 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday. We lift, we condition, and then we practice from about 8 to 12:30, 1 o'clock every day. We feed them breakfast. We feed them lunch. We participate in some 7-on-7s, but not very many. Again, we're going to focus in on what we do, and we're not interested in trying to win a 7-on-7 trophy. That's not the goal for us. So we just lock in on who we are and what we do and trying to get better at it. And while we're doing all that, during the summer is a big opportunity for us to begin our 2024 season character development. And we'll have guest speakers come in and put our players through leadership training and be involved in community service. Our guys are divided up into summer service teams, and we compete every Thursday against each other, but we also compete in community service events and leadership development programs. And it's just it's a fun competitive time where we really want to grow our culture, and we want to kind of develop that chemistry there as well.
Moving on into August, it's always a nice atmosphere when our local schools get together. I noticed you've got a scrimmage with Adairsville on August the 8th.
Yeah, we're excited to get to add them. We hope someday we can play them as a part of our non-region schedule. But it just didn't work out for both programs this year. We got tremendous respect for the Darrisville program and Coach Cudd. They do an amazing job. They're physical. They're tough. They're well coached. They develop their players. And so, for us, it's a great opportunity to kind of give the community another opportunity to get together and to enjoy all of our young people, whether it be the football players, the cheerleaders, the band, whatever it may be, at their best.
P He's Coach Connor Foster. After that, of course, it'll roll right on into the regular season. And this fall, when we come back to Bartow Sports Zone, we'll have plenty of time to talk about the upcoming 2024 season. Last chance here, Coach. You got about 30 seconds. Any messages you want to get out there to your supporters or anything you need to share?
No, continue to follow us on social media. You know, we'll be pushing some summer camp, youth camps this summer, as well as a women's clinic that we're going to bring back. And so we're just excited to engage the community, engage our young people, and we just appreciate all of our community support.
Coach Connor Foster of the Purple Hurricanes. Coach, as always, thank you very much for joining us and giving us some of your time.
Yes, thank you guys for all you do. Go Canes.
That's Coach Connor Foster of the Cartersville Purple Hurricanes. We'll take a break and be back with more of BSZ.
Elite Stone Supply can meet all your needs for outdoor lawn supplies and power equipment. But did you know they repair and service small engines? From string trimmers to lawn mowers, Elite has experience, tools, and service to keep your equipment running. Elite Stone Supply, with Husqvarna mowers and everything you need to keep your property in great shape this season. 9 Baker Road and Joe Frank Harris Parkway, just north of Cartersville, across from Racetrack. Online at EliteStoneSupply.net.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone on this Good Friday. We want to thank our guest from the opening hour this morning, Coach Andy Scott of the Woodland Wildcats and Coach Connor Foster of the Cartersville Purple Hurricanes. We're having a little football-centric show this morning, letting our local football coaches talk a little bit about their off-season schedules and what they have going on with their respective programs. We'll remind you that we're brought to you by Elite Stone Supply, Three-Way Campers, St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point, and Derek Strange, your local Edward Jones investment advisor. It is the final BSZ show of the 2023-24 school year. We'll be back around August the 9th with a new season as we will begin our 10th season of Bartow Sports. And this is wrapping up season number 9 on the radio show. Now, we'll still do some podcasts and we'll have some local sports updates throughout the rest of the school year. So don't worry about that. We'll still have that for you, and we'll have all the updated information on BartowSportsZone.com as well. But right now, we want to welcome in our next guest of the morning, the head football coach of the Cass Colonels, Coach Steve Gates. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Welcome back to the Zone and Bartow Sports Zone on WBHF. Before we get started this morning, let's give you an opportunity to talk about this past season's senior class, their accomplishments as individuals, a little bit about the group as a whole, and any updates on where some of them have landed or are headed.
Well, ironically, two of the biggest individuals in that group, their mom, Devin and Kevin's mom, texted me this morning and said, "Coach, do you have a coaching position for me on the staff?" So she's already feeling she's already missing football with both her boys going on to play college football. So that type of family and tradition that we've established here with those guys in that 24 class, it's the best 4-year run in school history. There's no other way about it. That's no disrespect to people that played here back in the day, but when the school has been to the playoffs 6 times in roughly 80 years, and 3 of those 6 are the last 3 years, that's pretty special. And it's the kids that bought into my vision and my philosophy 4 years ago when I got this job. They hung with me and I hung with them. I had their back. They had my back. And it's just been, it's been fun. I enjoy this. I enjoy coming to work. Great kids. They're hard workers. You know, in this 24 class, it wasn't real big. I believe we ended up with maybe 13 seniors, several of them going on to play college football. And again, it's not people to get in this hookup of D1 and I'm a D1. go play college football. And I actually tweeted this out the other day about if you think you're a D1 football player, go watch a D2 or an NAIA, go to Reinhardt, watch them practice, and you tell me what level you are. So as long as a kid goes to play college football and can get some of their education paid for, and they enjoy and love playing football, because in college it's a business. You got to love it. You can't just like it. So we got a lot of kids going to play college football. We got a lot of kids going into the workforce, and we ended up, which is, if anybody knows me around this place, what I'm more proud of anything, we ended up with a 3.42 team GPA. And nice. That's just crazy. That's just crazy to me. So I know we're doing some good things here.
Outstanding. Coach, coaching staff changes, any changes in roles, any additions, any current vacancies that you might have?
No, oddly enough, we're going on a couple years now with the same exact staff. And we got a guy in the building last year from Cherokee High School. His name's Coach Woodward. And I kept getting a lot of texts and phone calls on him about, I need to add him to my staff. I need to add him to my staff. He's an incredible person and coach and this and this. And at the time, I just didn't have any, spots. And the next thing I know, he's in the building for the last year, and my administration's coming to me about how good he is in the classroom and relationships with the kids. And I've talked to him several times, but I finally decided to pull the trigger on him. So he's going to come out and help us on the defensive side of the ball. He actually started the lacrosse program at Cherokee, 8-9 years ago, and turned that into a state powerhouse. So he knows how to coach young men and get the best out of them. So I'm looking forward to seeing him, how much he'll help our program.
Coach, I can tell you back from my coaching days, a lot of times those coaches that are out there, they didn't have to be expertise in my sport. And I was primarily a basketball
That's
guy, but
exactly right.
They didn't have to be an expertise in my sport, but if they could handle kids and worked well with kids, it ended up being really advantageous. Coach, I know you go right back to work at the end of each season when the playoffs are finished. But in this current stretch of time, like December through the end of classes in May, what are some of the major priorities for the program and activities that involve your players?
Well, I don't call me crazy, but when we finish up, and fortunately we're finishing up in late November this year, I don't want to see the kids. I have to at first block, weight training, but outside of that class, I want them to go be kids. I want them to go play other sports. I want them to be coached by other coaches. I want them to come to me mid-February and say, Coach, when are we starting football? When are we starting position meetings? When are we starting? I don't want them to wake up, February 6th or January 15th and say, oh, gosh, I got to go to football again. It's only January. We don't play for 8 months, and I got to go to football. That's the last thing on earth I want to do. So I want them to miss football. So I want them to get out of here, go play other sports, and look forward to football. That's my mindset is what I want for the kids. And that's working. It's worked. We got kids playing track, basketball, baseball, you name it. We got guys on the golf team. Zeke Helton's playing golf. I mean, it's just, you name it. We got guys spread out all over the campus in different sports, soccer, 3 or 4 soccer guys. So that part of it. And of course we, I say I allow my position coaches, they start doing their position meetings in March, as in now. Some of them go 1 day a week, some of them go 2 days a week, but it's more just getting a feel for each other, getting back in the groove of things and whatnot. But as far as teams concerned, they can go be 14, 15, 16, 17 year olds. Go be kids.
Well, it's been a good plan in recent years, obviously, with the nice runs in the playoffs. We'll talk more about that, and we'll talk more about the off-season program at Cass High School with Coach Steve Gates when we come back after this timeout here on Bartow Sports Zone.
Hey, folks, this is Sean from St. Angelo's Pizza next to Lake Point Sports. Nothing goes better with bracketology and March basketball than a hot pizza, delicious wings, and our award-winning knots. Check out our tournament winner and pizza of the month at Pesto San Angelo for only $9.99. And for you wing lovers, you know wings aren't just for football anymore. They're the foundation of any good basketball party, and we have our own Sweet 16 flavors to choose from. So come watch with us on Old Allatoona Road or order online at stangelos.com. That's stangelos.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone. Charles Wilson on the Zoom connection along with Jackson Hyde and David Coleman. Alan Sanders running the ship back in the WBHF studios, and we've got Coach Steve Gates of the Cass Colonels football program on the line with us this morning. Coach, I've got a couple of questions before we swing it over to Jackson. First of all, you talked a little bit about the offseason and the lull right now before you really get hit it hard again with football workouts and practices and things like that, but I wanted to ask you about the weight room is so important. How is that working out, and how do you keep that exciting for those young men?
Well, I can tell you this, Charles. I've been in some pretty prominent programs, and what this group of kids have done here at Cass this cycle, I tweeted it out several weeks ago. It's something I've never seen. I could just sense something about our numbers. As a core group, not necessarily one or two or three individuals that were getting, blowing their maxes out of the water or repping high numbers. It was everybody. And I did, I'm a data guy. I taught math for 11 years. Data drives everything that I do. And so I did some research literally yesterday, and hear me out, guys. When you talk to other head coaches, it's not what's your defensive tackle bench. You don't talk about that. It's what you talk about weight room wise is how many kids can power clean over 225. That kind of gives you a gauge of your overall strength, because power clean, in my opinion, is the lift of the lift. So 4 years ago, my first year, we had 9 kids. And this is all based off of 55, 60 total varsity kids. We had 9 kids. Year 2 in 22, we had 10 kids. 2 years ago in 23, we had 15. And this year we have 19. So that's not a gradual change. That's exponential. That sure. Curve is going upward tremendously. So we have 19 kids power clean in 225 or more. That's more than I had at North Cobb in a 7A school. That is crazy numbers. And I sensed it about a month ago. So to answer your question, we are killing it in the weight room. They love it. To make it fun, yeah, we do some fun stuff on Thursdays here and there, but they generate their own excitement. We got music playing. We got the whole deal. It's their weight room. It's not mine. I just guide it, and they get after it. We've got the Rock Performance System in there that the school pays for, and it keeps us on track, keeps me on track, keeps the reps, the percentages right, and Coach Hughes just does a tremendous job with our strength and conditioning program.
Coach, leadership development, I know as a former coach myself, it's always critical. A critical element during the off-season months with whatever sport we're talking about. What kinds of off-season opportunities are there for players to kind of take that role with the Colonels?
Yeah, I'm a little different on that as well. As seniors, you got to have a great senior class. But to me, leaders can be sophomores. It does a leader. You don't have to be a senior to be a leader. And so I kind of let our kids develop themselves as who's going to take over a team. We have a leadership council. We call it the war council that meets and makes decisions for the team and stuff like that. And then I've got a small group of kids that I really go to on answers to see what they want to do. But as far as developing leaderships, we let them that develop themselves. Who's going to step up? Who's going to, I don't care if you're 15 years old and you may not even be a starter. But if you see something not going right, then step up and say something. And that's what happens here. And it's worked. But we got a great group of kids, unselfish, and they're just fun to be around.
Jackson Hyde, let's bring you in.
Coach, for the first two coaches we had on this morning, we really didn't have a chance to get into the fall schedule, but I know we're back in the Corky Kell Classic again, and the two new members of our region, both you have familiarity with, and Altoona from your days in Cobb County, and of course, we've been able to scrimmage Cedartown the past 2 years. Tell us a little bit about your schedule coming up in the fall.
Again, guys, I try to find the toughest guys I can find. It just cracks me up. They're the social media warriors and some people out there that talk about the wins and losses. And I talk about how far we go in the playoffs. That's my goal. And if it's taking some shots early in the season and going to play some tough opponents and coming up short, but the kids learn how to fight through adversity and whatnot, then that's what I'm going to do. Life's not 15-0. Yeah. There's some teams, less than 1% go 15-0. Life's not 15-0. I'd rather these kids learn how to fight when things aren't going well and see how they respond, and it's worked. And so I try to schedule the toughest people. Again, like you said, we added Cedartown and Altoona. We're playing Callaway, who, shoot, I saw yesterday on Twitter, they had 6 or 8 guys down at Georgia State yesterday, college prospects. So, again, when Corky Kell called me and who we're going to play, I said, give me somebody good. That's all I ask, is give me somebody good. And they obviously did with Callaway. We're going to play a school where I cut my teeth at North Cobb. They're coming all top 10 program in 7A. I don't care. Let's go play. I'll play the kids' motto. I started it, and they've adapted to it as anybody anywhere. So let's just go play and see how we end up.
Yeah, you've also got a model on the schedule, I believe. Adairsville stays on the schedule, the longest standing rivalry in Bartow County. So a really tough kickoff to the season in 2024. Coach, you got about 15 seconds. Anything you want to say before we go?
Just appreciate you guys, what you do during the season. Do this little segment right here and look forward to the fall. And we're going to get after it this off season, continuing and go Cardinals.
There you go. We'll take a break here on Bartow Sports Zone. We'll be back. That's Coach Steve Gates. Thanks, Coach. Sure.
Do you see yourself traveling, working part-time, or moving someplace warmer when you retire? Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, wants to help make your retirement goals a reality. He can help you figure out where you are today and how to get where you expect to be. Working together, you can plan for what you want and be ready to take on anything unexpected along the way. Call Derek at 770-386-4545 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey folks, this is Sean from St. Angelo's Pizza next to Lake Point Sports. If you're like me, you're ready for nicer weather and get-togethers. Well, with everything going on, we thought we'd bring you something a little delicious and economical to share with family and friends. Our pizza of the month is the Hawaii 5-0. For only $9.99, you can have this specialty pie covered with ham, pineapple, bacon, and of course our famous mozzarella and sauce. So dine in, carry out, or delivery, you choose. Order online at stangelos.com. That's stangelos.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone. Charles Wilson here on the Zoom connection, along with David Coleman and Jackson Hyde. We've got Alan Sanders back in the WBHF studios. It's been a fun show this morning. We brought in 3 of our high school football coaches to talk about their off-season workouts, and always a good time catching up with high school football. This is the final Bartow Sports Zone radio show for the 2023-24 school year. We'll keep you up to date on the website at bartowsportszone.com, and we'll have some podcasts, local sports updates throughout the rest of the spring and the competitive high school seasons for baseball and soccer and what have you. But those will continue. So get out there and subscribe to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. We want to touch on a few topics in this final half hour this morning. We'll start with the Atlanta Braves, who finally will get around to a season opener today. The game on Thursday was postponed up in Philly. The Braves and the Fightin' Phils will open their 2024 campaigns this afternoon at about 3 p.m. I'm sure coverage of the Braves and all season long is right here on WBHF in Cartersville. But the Phillies have been the most recent nemesis in the East Division for the Atlanta Braves. It's a 162-game MLB schedule, but the Vegas bookmakers have the Braves at 101.5 wins for the 2024 season. Only the Dodgers have a higher number at 103.5 wins. Guys, I'll start with you, David. Do you like the Braves to win over 100 games again this year?
Absolutely. I mean, even if they just have adequate pitching, that offensive lineup is just devastating. Without injury or even with injury, they're a 100-win team, no question.
Jackson, 100 wins for the Braves?
I kind of echo the David's comments there. I think Chris Sale's going to be a huge impact on whether we can get to that 100-win season. I think we're definitely the favorite to win the division, whether you win 100 games or not. But more importantly, we're built for October, and that's yet to be determined with this bunch. But that's I think 100 wins is realistic, absolutely.
That's seems like a whole lot of wins, but we'll see how that plays out. By the way, the Astros were at 93.5. The Orioles and the Yankees were next at 90.5. And then within the Braves division, the Phillies were next at 89.5. That's the projection out of the Vegas odds makers. They're next in the National League East, followed by the Mets at 80, the Marlins at 77, and the Nationals at 66. So kind of gives you a forecast of where the odds makers at least believe the Atlanta Braves will be going. And again, they kick off the 2024 season today up in Philadelphia. Turning to basketball now, the surprise of the run here in March has been over in the NIT, at least in this part of the world. The Georgia men's basketball team is now in that, what I guess we can call a consolation national tournament. But after we bashed the state's D1 teams here on Bartow Sports Zone about 3 weeks ago, talking about the failures of all the D1 programs, now the UGA men's team, they not only slipped into the 32-team NIT field, but now they've made a nice run and won three straight games to advance now to the Final Four of the NIT. The only reason they got in was because big-time programs like St. John's and Pitt, Oklahoma, Memphis, Ole Miss, Washington, Indiana, a lot of those schools turned down invitations. And then Georgia has been on a nice run, beating Xavier at home, and then winning at Wake Forest. And then Tuesday night got up to a 13-point lead again in the second half, and then held on to beat Ohio State on the road 79-77. The Final Four is tomorrow in Indianapolis. You've got Indiana State against Utah in one half of the bracket, and then Georgia will take on Seton Hall in the other half of the bracket. Back to the Vegas odds makers again. The two teams that are favored to win the whole thing in the NIT are Indiana State and Utah. And the way the bracket played out, they have to play each other in one semifinal, and then Georgia and Seton Hall in the other. And, of course, Georgia is the biggest underdog of the four teams that remain. So, Jackson, have you had a chance to follow any of the NIT?
I have not seen any of the games. It's been fun to watch and keep updated on the progress of Georgia. And it's good to, you know, I understand why a lot of teams opted out. It opens the portal up sooner. They can do more recruiting and things of that nature. But I think it's more important to be on the court, you know, especially if you've got a young core group, to get as many games in as possible in a competitive nature. So proud for Georgia and I'm rooting for them this weekend. Hope they can pull it off.
Yeah, we'll see how all of that plays off. I guess in late February, there's no way those of us that follow any of Georgia's basketball would have thought they would have had a chance to have a 20-win season, and now they sit at 20-16. And, of course, as I mentioned, they are the biggest Vegas long shot remaining in the tournament. They'll take on Seton Hall. That's 21-11. The Pirates were fourth in the Big East. They blew out UNLV on Wednesday night. The other two teams, Indiana State, who probably should have been one of the at-large berths in the big tournament in the NCAAs, they're at 28-6. And Utah, who finished sixth in the Pac-12, that's way down the line, but they've had a really nice run here in the NIT to make the Final Four. So Indiana State and Utah on one half of the bracket, Georgia and Seton Hall on the other side of the Final Four of the NIT, and that will be tomorrow night in Indianapolis, and I think the championship games are on Monday. Right now, let's take another break here on Bartow Sports Zone. We come back, we'll touch on the women's bracket and talk about the NCAA men's tournament games you'll see this weekend when we return to Bartow Sports Zone.
Sponsors of the Elite Athletes of the Month. Elite Stone Supply at Baker Road at US 41 North is your local authorized Husqvarna dealer. See Elite for all your landscaping needs. And check out the inventory of mowers, tillers, trimmers, and blowers. Need pine straw, mulch, sand, topsoil, rocks, or landscaping boulders? How about cultured or natural stone? Elite delivers with tons of options. Across from Racetrack, just north of Cartersville, on Facebook and at EliteStoneSupply.net.
Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone. Hope you're having a great morning on this Good Friday. Our final segment of the 2023-24 school year of the Bartow Sports Zone radio show. We'll be back around August the 9th. As we get ready for the 2024 high school football season, we want to thank all of our guests this morning, Andy Scott of Woodland, Steve Gates of Cass, and Connor Foster of Cartersville, the football coaches, for joining us this morning. We'll wrap this up with some NCAA basketball talk. Last week, we asked a couple of questions about the number one seeds in the women's tournament. And as we get to this second weekend of the tournament, South Carolina still around, all the other number ones, Iowa, USC, Texas. And by the way, the three non-number ones that were favored by the Vegas odds makers are still alive too. LSU and the familiar names of UConn and Stanford, they're all still in the tournament. So I'll start with you, Jackson, and then go to David. Why do you think the women's game remains so top-heavy while the men's game remains kind of unpredictable?
Well, I think a lot of that is the fact that, you know, there's not that draw to go to the professional league at an early age, that one and done that we see a lot in the men's side of things, the women's side, those girls, you know, a lot of these teams are senior heavy. And if you've got a traditionally good program and they recruit well, then they're deep, 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 you know, on the bench. They can, their second string they can roll out there is as quality wise as good as their first string. So I think that's why you see those traditionally good programs continue to have success year in, year out, and cause a top-heavy type program.
David, you know, now it's South Carolina and some of those other teams that we mentioned, but if you go back even 20 years, it was UConn and Tennessee. The women's teams have always been kind of top-heavy.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with participation. I just think there's a much smaller pool of overall women playing sports relative to the men's side. So when you have a top flight program, you're able to hoard talent, not just denies talent to other programs. And so you see dynasties more in the women's sports than you do in the men's.
Yeah, and that's what's been happening. So we'll see how that plays out. All the ones and most of the twos still around in the women's tournament. We'll see how that plays out as we move into the Final Four there. And now let's look at the men's side of the tournament. Last night, some really fun games to watch. One was a blowout, though. UConn blowing out San Diego State. Easy win for the Huskies. They win by 30 points, 82-52. The other game in that part of the bracket, Illinois holds on late last night to defeat Iowa State 72-69. The Illini holding off several of the Cyclones' comebacks. Jackson, UConn is one of the big betting favorites going into this tournament, and they're still rocking and rolling.
Yeah, they've proven, you know, through these first three games of the tournament that they're legitimate and that they're ready to contend for a national championship. And on that other game you mentioned, I unfortunately had Iowa State and went in the championship in my bracket, so I was a little bit disappointed to see them fall.
Well, you just got to get all your other teams as close to the championship game as you can. And the other two games last night, Alabama, an 89-87 win over North Carolina, one of the one seeds now gone on the men's side. I don't know if you got a chance to see it or not, but Alabama's Grant Nelson, he just took over on really both ends of the floor. He was guarding the toughest outside perimeter player on one end, and then just a tremendous performance with a double-double offensively with 24 points. It's the Crimson Tide's first Elite Eight trip in two decades. So congratulations to all of our Crimson Tide followers out there. And then the big shocker last night probably is Clemson knocking off Arizona. The Tigers upset the Pac-12 champs by a final score of 77-72. I'll give you each one pick out of those, that part of the bracket. UConn against Illinois, Alabama against Clemson. Who comes out of there?
I like UConn and Alabama in those two games there. I don't think there's any question. Clemson's a surprise to me. They kind of fell off toward the end of the regular season, but were able to turn it around and make a good run and possibly played the toughest three opponents in the tournament so far, in my opinion. So proud of Clemson, but I think the end runs with Alabama.
David, UConn against Illinois, Alabama against Clemson. Who advances?
Now, being as ignorant as I am, I'm going to go with the pretty uniforms. And I think it'll be Alabama. And I'll go with the Hodge picks. He's always right.
All right. Tonight's Sweet 16 games. As we wrap it up here, you've got number four Duke taking on number one Houston. NC State out of the ACC, one of the surprises, takes on Marquette. You got Gonzaga against number one seed Purdue, and Creighton takes on Tennessee. So those are the final run of games in the Sweet 16, and then we'll get one pick out of each one of those. Real quick, Jackson, Duke, Houston, NC State, or Marquette? Who goes to the Final Four?
I'm going with Duke. I think they're deep enough to do it. I'm worried about the bench depth from a couple of these other schools, so I'm going with Duke in that lineup.
And then out of the other four, you've got Gonzaga, Purdue, Creighton, and Tennessee.
I like Tennessee's guard play. I'm sticking with them. I think they'll make it to the Final Four.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think it's going to be UConn and Alabama. And then I like Houston and I like Purdue. I know they're number one seeds, but I'll stick with those. So that's going to wrap it up for this season, the ninth season of Bartow Sports Zone on WBHF. We're so glad you joined us for the entire BSZ team. Special thanks to Alan Sanders back in the studios for keeping us online and keeping us going all year long. We'll see you next time in the fall on BSZ.